it's I suppose really what the foundations of the sport were originally built on before we got into non-contact racing. It's what I would call a traditional stock car night. You've got the national saloons, which are very much the forerunners of what the sport became, certainly through the 60s and 70s with the introduction of the new formula stock cars. So you've got the saloon aspect, you've got the national bangers, of course, you know, which are at the top of the list in banger racing, and of course you've got the ORC mini stocks, which gives the chance for our junior drivers chance to sort of shine and show what they can do.
As far as the saloons are concerned, exciting meeting for them in that I guess they're looking for track time, they're looking to get to know this circuit, because this is where the European Championship for them is going to be staged later in the year.
It is. I mean, the European Championship is looming fast, actually. It comes up in July during the Speed Weekend there, and that should be a tremendous event. National saloons have always had a major role at Mildenhall Raceway, and we've been keen to continue that. And I must admit, over the last year or so, every time I've seen them, they've been box office. They really have. We had them down at Wimbledon the other week in the run-up to the closure of Wimbledon. Again, they delivered with high numbers and fantastic racing, and it's been pretty much the same wherever they go. They have a cult following of fans that are very loyal. The drivers put in a tremendous effort, not only on track, but in the preparation of the cars. It's a great formula, and as you say, with the European Championship coming up, it's an opportunity for track time and you know, gain some more experience if Mildenhall is not one of your local circuits.
And you say you're going to have a field this weekend of drivers with mixed preferences. Some prefer racing on the tarmac, some prefer racing on the shale. You have experience of racing on both. What's the difference?
Yes, they are worlds apart, but in some cases they can be quite similar. It all comes down to weather and conditions at the end of the day, Graham. Obviously, tarmac, when it's dry, you know, it's predominantly grippy. It does change with weather temperature, you'd be quite surprised, and it does have an effect on tyres and grip and that sort of thing. So you do have to balance your tyres on tarmac. It's no good getting sort of too exuberant, because you can soon overheat your tyres and have all sorts of problems. With shale, a lot of it depends on how the track is prepared and weather conditions and how the track is watered. The ideal situation for shale, really, certainly for stock car racing, a lot of people would think would be worlds apart, but actually it's very similar to speedway. If anything, a little bit slicker. We don't need the depth. It's a bit of a misconception that we do. I don't think we need depth with shale racing. If the track foundation, the chalk base and everything is sound enough, you don't need a massive amount of dressing on top, and you can run on that without, you know, carting shale just about everywhere in the stadium. But of course, as we all know, and I've raced in it before, you have a cloudburst, and all of a sudden what was a circuit similar to tarmac in terms of grip can suddenly become an absolute mud bath. And then obviously everything goes out the window. It's a matter of survival. It's a matter of keeping the car pointing forwards, and sort of, you know, avoiding, you know, just putting yourself in the safety fence, let alone anyone else helping you. So there's different sciences, but, you know, like anything else, everybody loves racing on shale. And like the famous saying is, you literally, you know, put your foot down and you turn right to turn left, basically, and broadside the car around.
Did you have a preference?
I did, to be honest with you. In my racing days, I absolutely loved racing on shale. Yeah. If I'm really honest, I probably had more success on shale than what I did on tarmac. That may have been down to budget, because at the end of the day, that's where budget really does matter on tarmac. That's where you need that horsepower. Whereas shale, you can get away with a little bit less horsepower, but rely on your bumper and you know, driving skill and audacity to get you further forward. But yeah, you know, shale was good to me, although I'll be quite honest with you, when things went wrong, it really did hurt as well.
You've got Simon Welton in the field this weekend. Now, if there's a dominant man in National Saloon Stock Cars at the moment locally, is he that man? Not only is he world champion, but he won the English Championship just a week or so ago at King's Lynn.
He did. He picked that up at King's Lynn. And of course, you know, again, he won that in, you know, from local company and Simon Venny and Jacob Downey. I mean, back in the day, you know, Jacob used to race, be involved in the racing that I was doing when he was a young lad, as you say, at the moment Simon is you know, doing very well. I mean, he's the current world champion, and really hasn't sort of looked back since he took that title. But at the end of the day, you know, things, as we all know, can go wrong, and although he might be shall we say, building up a portfolio that's put him in a strong position for the European Championship come July, he'll be a marked man. So, as we all know, things can happen. But, you know, there's no doubt about it. He's a great ambassador for the sport, and he's riding high at the moment.
Moving on to the National Bangers, they have their Supreme Championship at Mildenhall this weekend.
Yes, this is a title that's unique to Mildenhall in its sort of former days and its original promotion. We've been keen to try and keep the original formats of championships that they have there. National Bangers have always been strong at Mildenhall. There's no doubt about it. We've got 59 cars booked in at this moment in time, which is another excellent turnout for Mildenhall. And it is one of the places to see National Bangers at their best. And of course, if the track is, and the weather is good, you'll see some tremendous action there. It's also one of their rounds of their rear wheel drive championship as well. So, you know, you'll see a lot of drifting and rear wheel drive skill.
And when it comes to the mini stocks, another guy doing ever so well by the looks of things, Danny Elburn, who won all three. That's right.
Both heats and final. He's doing very, very well at the moment. There's some of the kids there are coming on very, very well. They're very skilled. We don't see the mini stocks as much as we used to, certainly in Speedway circles, because we have the junior micro stock cars now, which we're developing. But certainly at Mildenhall and on the Inca race circuits, the mini stocks are still strong, and it's still providing, you know, an excellent academy for junior drivers to not only participate in the sport, but then develop any manner of skills. I've always said our sport is a very good education. If you come in from a child's aspect, it teaches them competition, but it also teaches them to be gracious in victory and respect and everything else. And I think it's a great schooling for them. And we find that when they continue into racing within the adults, you know, they've already had a massive grounding and schooling, and can compete at the highest level.
Turnstiles 5:30, racing starts 6:30. Another terrific night at Mildenhall. You've been ever so busy there since you took it on.
We have, really. As soon as we took it on last year, our director Dean Wood, you know, had a vision that he, you know, of improvements that he wanted to make, and we really didn't stop. We started straight away, and the guys there were working well into the night, changing things. Now we've completely regraded the pit area. That's now based on hardcore, whereas before it was grass. That's all on hardcore now. We put in a lot more pit area lighting as well, with water stations as well, because the banger drivers obviously need fresh supplies of water after each race. So we've done an awful lot of work on the pit area just to make it more user friendly. And then within the stadium as well, there's been an ongoing campaign of painting, cleaning, tidying up, improving, and that will continue. Mildenhall is a wonderful little stadium. It's well upon, it's well used, because obviously we share it with Speedway, with the Mildenhall Fen Tigers, and also the Greyhound Racing. And let's face it, Greyhound circuits are disappearing fast. So again, it's a venue that we need to make sure that it's operating well for Greyhounds, and it's supporting that sport as well.